Welcome back, everybody. It's Yom Yitzhak, Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, 17 a.m. We are on the very top of Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph by the new Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, so if one made the schach a distance of three tefachim from one of the walls, and therefore there is now a three tefach gap of open space between it and the wall, psula, that is going to be puzzle, as we've spoken about many times. This concept of lava, that once it's more than three tefachim away, that is too much of a pirtza of a break in order for it to continue counting. So now comes the Mishnah with three different cases where the schach was separated from the wall, not by an empty gap, but by materials that are actually pasul versus schach. And we're going to have three separate cases of this, and the Gemara is going to discuss why we need all three. So first, so if you have a case where a house had a roof, and that roof was breached, and now the owner put the schach over that opening of that roof that was breached. So im yesh menako zikr arba amos, if there's a distance of four amos from the wall to the schach, psula. If it's four amos or more, then it's going to be pasul as a sukkah. But it seems if it's less than that, then it might be okay. This is the concept that we've discussed in the past. Also, dofen akuma, that we can view it if it's within four amos as if it's kind of slanted, and therefore it would be a kasher sukkah because we can consider the schach as the roof of that entire thing. And also the same case in the situation of a courtyard that's surrounded by different porches where there is a schach that was placed. Another case is a large sukkah whose schach is surrounded by material that is not allowed to be used for schach. If there's a space four amos beneath the ineligible material psula, then it's going to be puzzle, but otherwise it would be kasher. So we have three of these cases. Again, a house where the roof can be caved in and now you're putting schach there. You have a chatzer where there's a lot of porches and you're putting it over the porches. You're using the schach to go and connect that which the porches do not cover. And then you have this big sukkah, this large sukkah, where you have some other materials that are not okay, and you now put some kasher schach there as well. So comes the Gemara and now discusses, why do we need all three of these situations to teach us that if it's less than four amos, then it would be okay, as long as there's kasher schach. But if it's more than four amos, then we're not going to apply this concept of dofen akuma. Why do we need all this? So it says the Gemara, kohani lamali, why do we need all these examples of tzricha? We need all of these, because if we only taught the situation of a breached house, Mishum dahani mechitzus labayis avitan. So we could have said that only because these walls were built specifically for the purpose of the house, so we would be able to apply dofen akuma by those, because since they were made for the house, it's not crazy to think that we are going to view the walls as bending over to go and create the sukkah that we're trying to bend, because it was built for that purpose. Of alchatzar mukefes achzadra, but in the case of a courtyard surrounded by the porches, de mechitzus lav laachzadra avitan, where the walls were never built for the purposes of the porches, emilos. So I might say that dofen akuma might not be able to apply in that situation, meaning we might have thought that this rule of dofen akuma allows us to view the wall as extending only over the area for which it was initially built. But if it was not built for that purpose, then maybe we would not allow it in that situation. So tzricha, that's why we need it in this situation. And if we would have taught the other two cases, mishum deschach and schach kasherhu, we would have said that because the problematic section of their schach is made of materials that are inherently valid for schach, maybe it shouldn't be such a problem. But in the case of this large sukkah, which is surrounded by materials that are puzzle for schach, deschach puzzlehu, where the problematic section of the schach is made of materials that are inherently pasul for the schach imalo, so I would have said maybe that is not going to be a good sukkah tzricha. So that's why we needed all these cases to go and mention it, and that's why we had this third case on the list as well. So we couldn't just have the house one, we couldn't just have the sukkah good old one, so that's why we needed all three. Good. So now we mentioned, the Mishnah told us how wide this open space of invalid schach must be to disqualify the schach. So now comes the Gemara and discusses this more. So Amar Rabba said, Ashkach tinu l'rabbanan debei rav diyasvei v'kamri. So I once found the Talmidim of Rav who were sitting and saying in the name of Rav, Avir posa b'shlosha. So when you have a strip of open space, remember we had two separate cases. One is when there's just open space next to the kasher schach, and one is when there's pasul schach next to the kasher schach. So if you have a strip of open space, that's going to be pasul when it's three tefachim. Schach pasul posa. But if you have a strip of invalid material for schach, that's going to be when it's four tefachim wide, not when it's three tefachim wide. So it comes to Gemara, it says, Va'amina lu'ana, and I said to them, Avir deposel b'shosha min alechu. So from where do I know that a strip of open space disqualifies with three tefachim? Ditnam, because we learned it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hircha gezazigah min adfon l'shosha tefachim su'ah, that if someone distances schach three tefachim from the walls, meaning there's an open space of three tefachim, the sukkah is going to be posel. Schach posel nami lo lifsil ela ba'arba amos. Now, if you're that's going to be your source, then a strip of invalid schach, of puzzle material, should also not disqualify a sukkah, except for when it has the width of four amos, not just four tefachim, because ditnan, because the Mishnah says, by shenifchas v'zika agabav, that if a house was breached and it fell, the roof caved in, and now you put schach on top of it, and yesh bein hasikach hakol to arba amos psula, that if there's a distance four amos from where the kasher schach is to the wall, then it's going to be possible. Meaning, so if we're just going based on Mishnayos, you just told me that if it's an open space, it's 3 tefachim, and if it's surrounded by not kosher materials, then it's going to be 4 tefachim. But it should really be 4 amos. Why is it 4 tefachim? So answers the Gemara of Amri Li, and the Talmidim of Rav said back to me, bar mina dahi. Exclude that Mishnah from this discussion. That's not going to be a valid proof. Why? Because the Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tarayu, because Rav and Shmuel both said in the explanation of our Mishnah that Mishim Dofen Akuma Naguba, that the Chachamim were only talking about a case of Dofen Akuma where we can consider the wall bent and thus not worry about the 4 am or less than 4 am a breach. So that's only when we're talking about a situation where it's next to the wall. But by this other situation, that Mishnah was talking about a case where it's in the whole middle of the sukkah, it's not even close to the wall, and that's where it's going to be a 4 tefach thing as opposed to the 4 amos thing. So again, when you have a breach, when it's nothing, when there's just open airspace, that's 3 tefachim. When you have puzzle material, so then it depends. If it's in the middle of a sukkah, it would be 4 tefachim. If it's by the wall, then we have this concept of dofen akuma, which can allow us to view it as a kosher schach connecting to the wall if it's less than 4 amos away. This is Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll call it over here. This is 17A. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.